BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We have found a singing dentist on YouTube who changes the words to popular hits to fit his dental theme. Also, more fears, this time from our listeners, that we really might be running out of music. And I issue an explanation slash apology about the lateness of my Playground Insults game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here on Thursday lunchtime. So, you know how we've been banging on about this, how we've got our best Playground Insults game ever with Will Smith and Margot Robbie today at 1:45.
Yes, we have.
I was on Greg's show about it last night. I was on Grimmy's show about it this morning.
I've texted all my mates.
I'm so hyped. Oh, you've texted all your mates?
That's good. They're all ready for it as well.
Yeah, no, tell a friend, everyone. And it's been all over the social medias, a lot of hype about it. There's a bit of a problem. We are waiting for one person, and it is just one person. And I'm going to call that person Hollywood. I don't really. What do you think Hollywood looks like? I don't know. I don't know them. I just know that we've been having negotiations with them.
Yeah. Well, what I'm imagining in my head immediately is Paul Hollywood.
It's not Paul Hollywood.
But I don't know. I kind of now can't separate the two. So I actually do think Hollywood, if it was a person, would look like Paul Hollywood. It's very tanned.
No, I'm thinking it's going to be someone in a really sharp suit who basically runs LA, right?
All right. Well, the other image in my head is the Trunchbull.
No, you're getting this all wrong. Imagine like a really big executive in Los Angeles. They're probably chewing a cigar. I imagine they are probably sat in a massive office with nothing in it.
With a massive coat as well. Do
yeah,
you mean
big
like
coat.
That?
And there'll be skyscrapers outside the office. It'll be all glass. You know the offices that people only have on TV?
Mm.
Like no one has that office in real life.
No.
Have you seen the show Suits?
Yes.
An office that,
like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, so Hollywood is a person.
Yeah, that's right. Which I don't know their name. We're going to call them Hollywood.
Right.
I also think in the office there'll be one of those diffusers. Do you know what I mean?
Like the sticks.
You know those little sticks that you put in a glass bottle with some liquid at the bottom?
Yeah.
Smell really good. Only posh people have them.
Mm.
Cost loads. They'll have those. And I reckon some room temperature water. Anyway, I'll get to the point. This person, Hollywood, despite having a massive office and probably loads of money, is asleep because of the time difference, which I know you hate. It's 8 hours behind. And here's the problem. As much as I would love to press play on today's Playground Insults with Will Smith and Margot Robbie, I'm worried that without Hollywood's permission...
We're scared of Hollywood. What you're saying?
No, I'm not scared, but I'm worried that I'll never work in this town again.
Right. But so the situation from my understanding is we're all ready to go with this.
We're ready. We're just waiting
ready.
For Hollywood.
It's awesome.
And I quite like my job, so I'd like to continue it.
Okay. And everyone that we've said, you know, everyone that's listening to this right now that was expecting this to happen today,
I know.
They're all ready.
Yeah, everyone's ready. I'm getting so many Twitter messages, so many stuff from Facebook, so many texts from people going, we're hyped. I'm really sorry. But this is too good not to play. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Hollywood one day and I promise I will play it for you. Because at some point, Hollywood's going to wake up, right?
Well,
I better get back to Scott Mills.
You'd assume so. I think Hollywood need to... Yeah, I think deadlines need to be set on this thing, though.
Look, we did say it was going to be today, and we have been saying it for ages. It will be fine.
Hollywood's going to have a sleep-in. We'll allow a small sleep-in. We'll let them get away with it for today.
But it's not really a sleep-in. It's because it's the time difference.
All right. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Which I know you can't get your head around.
Yeah.
We discussed
this
before.
There's a minor point in all this.
But the thing is, this Playground Insults is great, and both Margot and Will come across so well in it that we can't not play it.
Mm.
So I'm saying, tomorrow at 1:45, I'm sorry to be a day late on this. I'm just waiting for Hollywood to press the green button,
okay,
which I imagine is in his massive office with nothing in it.
And if Hollywood doesn't wake up, what goes
well,
on
Hollywood
then?
Will wake up.
They will wake up
yeah.
at some point.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
So tomorrow at 1:45... I'm so sorry to disappoint.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris, do you remember a few weeks back when I said we should book Chris Mears, the diver, for Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah, and I thought it was a really strange one from you.
Everyone's like, no one knows who he is.
No,
I don't know who he is.
They didn't. No,
yeah, they
were.
Didn't. That's what they said.
No, they didn't.
No, I don't know
no,
him. I showed you a picture. You were like, don't know who that is.
How it works here is when we think of innuendo bingo guests, generally a text goes around the team here. Oh, have you thought of so-and-so for innuendo bingo? And often it's, yeah, we've contacted their people, or yeah, good idea, we'll go do that. It's very strange when out of the blue you suggest Chris Mears, Diving's Chris Mears.
Well, I kind of know him, and I've been aware of his work for a while. You know me, I'm not a massive fan of sport, but I am all over the men's synchronised 3-metre springboard.
Yeah.
did you watch it last night?
I didn't, no.
Oh, it was awesome.
I didn't watch it. Did you actually watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got quite into it. This is when Chris Mears played innuendo bingo a while back, thanks to me.
Now over to Channel 4. And Born on the Same Day with Sir Ranulph Fiennes. Now, it must get pretty lonely in the Antarctic. And the conditions can be extremely treacherous. But as you'll hear, Sir Ranulph Fiennes will do whatever it takes to survive.
I couldn't pump it because I only had one hand and it kept slithering away. So I put it in my mouth and pumped it with the other hand.
Sir Ranulph Fiennes doing whatever it takes to survive in the cold Antarctic there.
I've seen a lot of innuendo bingo, and that was by far one of the best.
There we are, Chris Mears. I told you I had an eye for these divers.
Yes.
That's on Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. And, well, because he's a diver, he spends most of his life in his Speedos. He does do the game in his Speedos. If you want to celebrate his gold, him and Jack's gold from last night.
I think it alleviates any concerns as well from any future athletes that want to, that aren't sure whether innuendo bingo is a good warm-up for the Olympics.
Well, now look, gold.
Exactly.
So if you are an athlete that's thinking of do it. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know, we're being sent so many good things by you at the moment. So much good stuff. Loads of stories, loads of stuff that you found online. Keep sending it. You know I love an email from you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Getting loads of stuff at the moment.
Also getting loads of good stuff on Twitter as well. People keep sending us good stuff on there. Like this, for example, that was sent in from Mikey on Twitter. He's made us aware of this guy, right? And he's a... he's a singing dentist. Which is a new one for me. What's your dentist like, Scott?
My dentist is quite cool, actually, and I'm a big fan of Radio 1. And sometimes he'll send me messages like, is it normal? Is it normal to text your dentist?
No, it's not.
Oh, I do.
But you've got a celebrity dentist,
haven't
you?
It's not a celebrity dentist, no. It's just one down my road. But sometimes he'll be like, when was it? Oh, he's like, listening to Big Weekend coverage, really loving it.
Yeah,
he's cool.
And then do you go through phases with him? So he'll be texting a lot at some points and then you won't hear from him for a while? Is it?
Yeah, I mean,
is
we don't text the all the time. We text around when the next appointment is. It's not just a social thing.
We've talked about fancying your dentist as well.
We've done that on the show quite a lot because it's awkward, isn't it, when they're in your mouth?
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like looking, going, maybe I do fancy a little bit.
Yeah. Well, this dentist is awesome because he sings. And do you know what? When I first saw this, I thought, this can't be real, surely.
Right.
But it's a genuine dentist. Do you want to hear a bit?
Yes,
of it?
I do.
He's got all the tunes.
While he's doing this, while he's working on patients, right?
I like to think so, yeah.
I like your molars, molars. I like your molars, molars. I like your molars, molars. I like your molars.
Okay.
You see where he's going with it?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that. So he takes songs and then he kind of does teeth versions of them.
Like it, yeah.
So sort of dentistry-related ones. Like he did this with the Pharrell song Happy.
You might be gappy if you don't brush your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. You might be gappy if you don't floss your teeth to clean all that plaque away.
Oh, you know that when he's not in the actual surgery, he's sat at home and he's like, what can Happy be? I know, gappy.
Yeah, he's constantly playing almost like that pun game. That some people do, but like this one, this is a great one. Guess what he did with Cheerleader?
Ooh, I think that I found myself a sweet eater. There's always a new hole when I see her. Ooh, I think that I found myself a sweet eater. There's always a new hole when I see her.
I like it, yes.
Genuine singing dentist, this.
Is he real, though?
Yeah, to do research, what it is, I found his website. And I've been looking up his qualifications.
Right.
But is it... The website's fascinating as well. The dentist where he actually works. What is a place of dentist? Where the dentists work? What's it called? The dentist,
the
right?
Dental surgery?
Dental surgery, right? The dental surgery where he works.
Or the dentists.
It lists his interests in dentistry, which includes sleep dentistry.
What's that?
It sounds quite showbiz. His hobbies and interests include music production and DJing.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a really cool dentist.
Got one more for me.
I've got one more song that he's done. So he's changed This Is How We Do It into dentist words.
This is how we brush teeth. First take your toothbrush and then take some toothpaste. A pea-sized amount is just enough. And then I put my brush down on the bottom right. Brush really slow over to the left side.
Yeah, I'm not sure that one's working as much for me, to be honest.
I love him. I really hope that he's doing this whilst he's dealing with people.
So many people on saying that they fancy their dentist.
Really?
But who's hotter? The dentist or the hygienist?
Yeah,
Your experience.
I think I'm more a hygienist person.
Just putting
myself
it out there. The Scott Mills Daily. Wow, I've just seen that the singing dentist has been on Lorraine. I think he was on this morning earlier. Got his own YouTube channel, and his latest video had 20... Is that right? 27 million views.
Whoa.
He's big on the internet, right? Whoa.
But is he going to be one of those that now becomes a singer rather than a dentist?
Yeah, I'm giving up dentistry, darling. Matt from Nottingham says, have I missed the playground insults with Margot Robbie and Will Smith? Good and bad news. No, you haven't missed it. So bad news is it's not on today. It's good and bad. So 1:45 tomorrow, we're waiting for a person to wake up in Hollywood to say, yeah, you can play it. That's what I imagine their voice to be like. 1:45 tomorrow. It's on. I promise you that. I won't let you down. Laura's been on. My friend really fancies her optician. She texts me telling me that he is really fit and she has chemistry with him and that he kept staring her straight in the eyes. Mate, that's their job. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you remember that we were talking yesterday about this thing which people loved, which you can do through your Facebook, and it's called Project Murphy? We had such a massive reaction to this, and all last night as well on my Twitter, I was getting loads and loads and loads of them.
But what's great is obviously we're getting sent loads of pictures from where people have tried this out for themselves, but you can see the question that they've typed in underneath it, because it sort of attaches it to the picture that comes back.
So you ask it a question about absolutely anything at all. I mean, yesterday we were asking mostly questions about me, but you can ask anything and it will send you a photo answer back. One of my favourite ones that someone tried yesterday, if you're on this Project Murphy thing, if you can get it through your Facebook, try What If Greg James Was the Queen of Great Britain?
Yeah.
Because it's so good. He's actually on the throne, but his face fits the Queen's perfectly. How does it do it?
You as the Queen as well was a popular one.
Yes, Queen. Actually, I make quite a good Queen. I've got the little handbag there.
You do.
And you know there's like a long-standing joke on this show about how I look similar to Ellen DeGeneres?
Mm.
It's been going for years, this. Okay, so someone decided, and they put it on my Twitter last night, someone decided to put into this thing, what if Scott Mills was Ellen DeGeneres? And the results are quite astounding. Let me show you now, Chris.
Yeah.
I'll put this on my socials so you can see it. So you ask it a question. It takes about, 15 seconds to think about it?
Mm.
And then what I got was a photo back, but my face has replaced Ellen's.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow, I'm looking at this right now. So yeah, literally your face on the sort of torso of Ellen.
But our faces are exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, if I was to show anyone and say, who's that? They would say Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more her than you.
Proving that we do. I mean, I've denied this before, but we do look very similar.
You do. You are the same.
No, I'll put it up on now, but it's like, you can't even really tell that my face is on there. It's just kind of like, it just looks like Ellen. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, Chris, I've just looked at the weather in Zante.
Is it lush, right?
It's so lush.
Aww. I'm jealous of everyone there right now. There's going to be loads of people listening to us in Zante right now, and I wish I was there with you.
I'm looking up Lanzarote as well. That's where our last listeners texted in from. Yeah, sure. 33.
Oh,
full sun.
I've got such a confusing memory from Zante that we've just been trying to pick apart here.
Yeah.
Because it's really quite strange, isn't it?
What, when you went back out on your own?
Yeah, it's like a flashback to being in that Cherry Bay.
I'm trying to piece it all together for him. I feel like...
we're not sure what went on.
Off of Murder, She Wrote. Oh! No, we're not sure what went on at all. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, okay, let's do this.
This is Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Stevie.
Hi.
Lots of boys on bangers at the moment. Maybe we should have a ladies' night.
Yeah, it's a bit too many men at the moment.
We need some more girls in here. Stevie, where are you?
I'm in the north coast of Northern Ireland in a place called Balmoney.
Okay. And what are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm actually just finishing up my prep for my year abroad as part of my university degree, so it's really, really stressful, but I can hopefully enjoy it once I get the admin out of the way.
What are you stressed about, hon?
Sorry?
What are you stressed about?
I've so much paperwork to do, trying to get accommodation sorted, trying to get registered, trying to get things done and picked and everything, but...
Oh, you sound stressed. This isn't good.
Yeah, tell me.
Where's your year abroad?
I start in September and I go to France until Christmas time. And then I come home and then I go to Spain for the second semester. So it'll be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So you're just trying to sort everything out before you go?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's a thing called a learning agreement and I have to get it signed by so many people and it's just not worth thinking about.
Yeah, Scott can do that for you if you want. I got him to sign my forms as a reference.
Yeah, that went well.
He actually managed to write his name in the wrong bit of it.
Yeah.
Well, I can send it to you if you want. And
yeah, Scott,
don't trust me with it.
I like the idea that you can be a reference for everyone who listens to this show.
Yeah, the most trusted reference of them all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Chris, because that rendered that form, which is a very important one, completely invalid, didn't it?
Well, it didn't actually, because we managed to style it out. What you did is you wrote your name in a different box. I think it was, you wrote it in the box which was meant to describe the relationship that person had to me. So instead, you just wrote Scott Mills, and we managed to style it out by writing Scott Mills is a friend of mine.
I did for that.
Is a colleague of mine.
Okay, do you know Bangers, yeah?
Yeah.
100%. I've got this for you today, which you might like. Yes.
Yes.
Rihanna. Banger and a half, this.
Oh, 100%. That is back in the day. Well, my day.
Yeah.
It is really good, this one. Is this with Calvin Harris or just Rihanna? I'm not sure.
Just Rihanna. Yeah. Okay, what have you got?
Okay, you can have that, Steve, or you can have this. I just came
to say hello.
Yeah. It's Martin Solvig. And Dragonette, don't forget them, with Hello.
Absolute. They are definitions of bangers.
Yeah, they are.
100%. Well.
Well.
That is a tough one. Because of the fact that these are roughly around the same time, and that's whenever I was really, really enjoying music, so...
Well, you do not enjoy it, Joe. You're over music.
I'm completely over it now.
Well, thanks for listening. Bye.
See, both amazing videos as well, actually.
Yes.
How long do you need for the decision?
are you milking it? Just no, don't worry, go for it.
You know.
Well, I'm afraid... On this occasion, I'm going to have to go with Chris.
I could stick around and get along with you. Hello, oh, oh, oh. Kind of like this game, but there's something you should know. I just came to say hello.
Martin Solvig and Dragonette. Hello on BBC Radio 1. Good choice. I've got to hand it to you. Good one today. Where are we at on the scores? I'm a bit confused.
I'm not sure. I really am not sure.
3-0? No, he won.
I haven't won them all this week. You've won a couple. I won this one.
If anyone knows, then text in on 8199. What an absolute shambles. It's our own show and we don't even know what the score is. Thing is, as I've said before, the listeners know more than us. Like when we go, do you remember we did that thing? Why did we do that? People text in going, this is why you did that. We can't remember. Awful.
We're going to listen through every show this week and work out who's won bangers.
Or someone can just tell us. That'd be easier. Do you know what? Radio 1 listeners are so friendly. You say, or I say, oh, we're going somewhere this weekend. People offer up places to stay.
I know, I've just seen someone, I think it's Tom invited me to go visit his swimming pool.
In Cornwall, what a kind man. Chris is coming to Cornwall. He's more than welcome to come to the swimming pool I work at for a swim. Get in contact.
Might be a little strange that kind of hookup, isn't it? Go just going to someone. Like, hello, I'm here for a swim.
And you get your Chris Mears on.
I'm going to Bude. And last time I was there was on a school trip.
Oh, that's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Why are you in Bude?
Just fancy it.
Okay.
I'm DJing there on Saturday night.
Oh, right, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, okay.
I'm really excited because it is a beautiful bit of the world.
It is a bit weird, though. I mean, obviously, Tom probably listens every day, but it's a bit weird. Like, within 5 minutes, you're just in your shorts. Don't
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
Getting into the pool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Tom's been back on again from Cornwall.
The pool guy.
Yeah, I could think of nothing better than Chris in his Speedos. He'll be in safe hands as I'll be lifeguarding.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Tom.
I'm jealous. He's a lifeguard. That was Mike Posner and In Ibiza on Radio 1.
Have you seen the picture of the lifeguard at the Olympics,
yeah,
by the way?
It's my favourite.
So there's a there's a lifeguard who looks really, really bored at the Olympics because obviously they've got to be looking after the pool. But the thing is, everyone
so
there
bored.
Are Olympic standard swimmers. So if the lifeguard did have to go in to save someone, I don't know, it's going to take them ages compared to everyone else.
I know. Good luck, everyone. He looks so bored.
Also, quick point of information, it's 2-1 to you on bangers.
Yeah. Isn't it embarrassing that so many people knew that and we didn't? Like, literally hundreds of texts came in going, it's 2-1, pay attention.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I've got this theory that at some point we're going to run out of music.
Again?
So there's this certain... There's only a certain amount of notes that you can have together before we just run out of tunes.
It does kind of make sense.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to run out completely, though.
But it's a huge problem for a station like Radio 1, because obviously we're all about new music. We've got a whole day dedicated to it on a Friday.
Yeah.
But if there's no more new music, because music's just old, it's a real problem.
Are we putting any kind of date on when this might happen?
I don't
know. When people predict the end of the world.
Yeah, it does need a boffin to work out the stats behind it. And people have sent me stuff on Twitter saying, actually, technically, we will never get to that situation. But I don't believe them because there must be a certain amount of notes. There must be an end.
He's only been in the job for 3 months, but it's certainly looking tough for the head of music here at Radio 1, isn't it, as things go forward?
He's been thrown an absolute hospital pass with this one, hasn't he? Because it's a real tricky thing to say to a guy, right, all about New Music Friday, get, you know, new music here on Radio 1, but at some point we're going to run out of that. So good luck with the job.
It's like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, but good on him for taking it on anyway.
He knows we're joking, by the way, everybody. Chris, yeah. Sorry.
And obviously we don't want him to feel any undue pressure because of what's happening.
Okay, what have you got?
Well, I will say this, Scott. Loads of people still email into the show. It's not so much me spotting songs that sound kind of similar to other songs anymore. It's become almost a campaign by other people. They hear new music, they immediately then think, what does that sound like? What does it remind me of?
So this is listeners get in touch with us, and we seem to have a fair few, don't we?
Yeah. And if they're getting in touch, my opinion is we should voice their concerns. I know there's a bit of heat around this kind of topic at the moment.
Yes.
With various
artists
things going on. And yes.
Yeah.
But I think it's right that we voice what people are saying.
Well, what have you got for me? Why are we running out of music this time?
Well, we've had some crackers in the past, Scott, and I've got a few more for you right now. So the first one in my inbox, this was spotted by quite a lot of people, actually, is this from Michael Calfan.
I like this.
Yep. It's a song called Nobody Does It Better. But it sounds very similar to this old song by someone called Rosie Gaines. I think it's the closer than close thing. Closer than you ever could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Is it just the words?
I don't know. Because I've noticed in the papers recently, it's not just about the words, it's the rhythm in which you say them as
right,
well.
Okay,
and
the
tune matches
and the
up. It's, yeah.
I can't stress enough, by the way, that Michael Calfan hasn't stolen the tune here.
Oh, no, we're not saying that. Well, you have to say that.
Yeah, we do. It's just coincidence, obviously.
We're just running out of music, can't be helped.
Okay, that's a good one.
Next one is new music from Teeks.
Oh, big song on Radio 1 at the moment.
Yeah. It's called Sunshine. It sounds very much like This Who.
Tony Braxton.
Tony Braxton, yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't man enough.
Oh,
Yeah.
He wasn't man enough for me. I don't think this is the greatest one, to be honest with you, Scott.
I can hear it.
Sort of shades of it in places.
Different tempo, though, completely. So I think Teeks is fine.
Do you want another one?
Yes, I do.
This one has been bugging me so much, and so many other people have noticed it. We get so many texts, so many emails. This is a big one for me.
I know the one you're going to say, because it's the one you do in the studio every time we play it.
So this is going to be like therapy. I'm hoping that hearing it now will just get it out of my head.
Okay, so if we do this now, do you promise not to do it in the studio? Because it's starting to do my head in.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, what is it?
It's a new song by Francis called Say It Again.
Say it again.
Now, there's a song in the 90s by a group called Precious. Similar title.
He does this every time. Every time we play Francis, and this happens.
Say it.
You do it every time.
It won't just be me, though. I promise you. Loads of people have got in touch about this one. Say it again.
Say it. Francis, Say It Again.
Say it again.
And Precious,
say it again.
Oh.
Say the words I heard you whisper. Say it again.
Say yes.
Last night we were together.
Yeah, okay. I can hear that one, yes, very much.
That's one of those songs which, although awful, I'm not talking about Francis here, Precious, you do kind of want to hear more of, don't you?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Just me, then.
I'd rather hear Francis.
Say it again.
Oh, I love
say
this.
Yeah. I know that you mean it this time.
And...
Say it again.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't do that in the studio ever again now.
All right, I'll try.
You got one more?
I've got one more. This is a classic. It's from Tiny Temper, Mama Sita. This isn't the classic, by the way.
You never know. It might be a classic one day.
But it sounds like this classic theme tune. Yeah, not my views, the views of several hundred people that got in touch.
Just the end of the Tiny Temper song there, not the whole thing, sounding a bit like the one show theme tune.
And that's your lot for today, Scott. Happy with that?
Very, very happy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We didn't have our best playground insults ever today at 1:45 because I'm waiting for one person who I'm calling Hollywood, to wake up. What's the time in LA now? Hang on.
Time in LA, I just looked it up, is 7:38 in LA. So,
Well, why? Because it's 3:40 here.
Are they what are you on about?
A couple of minutes behind.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I checked.
Oh, God, you really don't get it.
It's, right, listen.
It's exactly the same.
Right. Shut up!
So the second
time
the same,
in LA, it's 7:40 in LA, okay?
Okay.
Wakey-wakey, Hollywood.
Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow we will have the Will Smith and Margot Robbie playground insults for you. Listen and watch the video from 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC.